Quiero hacer, ¿lo puedo hacer yo?
Pues ahora, aquí en la oficina.
Ajá, great.
Okay,
bueno, apúntate al campamento, ¿no?
Ay, no, que no, no puedo.
Es, no es para ti.
No, no es para
¿por
mí.
Qué? Why? What age group are we talking about?
We're talking about kids age 6 to 14.
Ay, justo me lo pierdo, justo.
Sí, como tienes tú 15, pues...
Eso, es justo. Okay,
so it's from 6
to 14.
To 14.
Yeah.
Okay, now these are urban camps, so
yes.
You don't spend the night... away from home. You sleep at home, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
But the good thing about it is that it's all over Madrid. There are different centers all over Madrid. We have in Mirasierra, Aluche, Las Rosas, Las Tablas, Arganda, and Ciudad Universitaria.
Wow.
So really, I mean, all over Madrid.
These are the most exciting, the most creative, and the most fun summer camps you can possibly imagine.
Definitely, definitely.
No, esto no, no.
Este verano, disfruta, aprende, sigue descubriendo. Este verano, sumérgete en Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the salad. Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woohoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Salad time.
The salad. Fun.
Now then, everybody. So let's have a little look. Let us begin with our conundrum, shall we? Oh, well, first of all, we should say thanks to everyone who came down to the book fair. That's right. I was there on Friday. It was fun to meet everyone. I took my guitar down and played some songs from my book, Canciones con Animales en Inglés. And, yeah, I was chatting to people, and I even made some babies smile, you know? Because with babies, you never know if they're going to laugh or cry. Because I had my kazoo, which goes... So it's true, sometimes you can make a baby cry, but I didn't. Didn't make any babies cry, so it was a full-on success. But it was great to meet the great Madrid public down there, the wonderful book fair. So we'll be down there the whole time. All the Avon Radio presenters and authors and office staff will be at Caseta 165. So come and say hello. Now then, what's our conundrum for today? Well, I have one for you. Let's have a look. Here we go. I got off the bus, blank, the wrong stop. That's right. Okay. Is that too easy for you? Will everyone get this 100% correct? So I got off the bus, blank, the wrong stop. That's our conundrum for today, salad listeners. Okay. Now then, so I'm going to post that on our... Vaughan Radio application. Here we go, let me just find it and post it. So there we have it, that's our conundrum for today. I got off the bus, blank, the wrong stop. There we go. So what's on the program today? Well, of course we have Salad News Bits, news from around the world. A very fun and exciting news item today, as always, on Salad News Bits. And what else do we have for you? We have Grammar Point on the program today. We shall continue working with uses of weather, sea, weather. That's right. It's a synonym for if, weather. But we have many, there are many uses, so we're continuing working on that. Trabajando en eso. With, of course, Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. So stay tuned for that later on. But right now, it's time for...
Salad News Bits.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. We're going, as far away as possible, the furthest afield we can, because it's a news item from New Zealand. Okay, so I don't think you can go any further, can you, from Spain? So let's have a look. Here comes our news item. Here it is. Are you ready for the headline? A New Zealand hire bike is found down a volcano crater. A volcano crater. So a New Zealand hire bike, that's right, un bicicleta por alquiler, or de alquiler, a hire bike, is found down a volcano crater. Now, you may be thinking, who do we have in New Zealand? You may know. Of course, we have Graham Bruce, our Australasian correspondent. Yes, we've sent him to New Zealand. So, a New Zealand hire bike is found down a volcano crater. I have questions. But let's see. Graham, can you hear me?
G'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. Well, a bicycle belonging to a cycle hire scheme in New Zealand has been found at the bottom of a crater of a dormant volcano.
Okay, did you get that, salad listeners? So a bicycle belonging to a cycle hire scheme in New Zealand has been found at the bottom of a crater of a dormant volcano. Oh, dormant. Volcán dormido, dormant. So it's an inactive volcano, or a dormant volcano, as we say in English. So it's a bit of a mystery, I suppose.
Right, mate. Yeah, well, some of my contacts I've been talking to say that the bike belonging to Auckland's Onzo, which is a bicycle scheme, was spotted on Mount Eden, or Morganoho, in the Maori language, by a local who was out taking a walk.
So a guy is out taking a walk, as you do, on a volcano, and he spots a bicycle down the crater, I see. Now then, yes, do we have a connection? Yes, we lost the connection briefly, we're back. So he was taking a walk and he found a bike down a crater.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Mount Eden is Auckland's highest natural point and last erupted around 28,000 years ago. Now, while there's absolutely no danger from volcanic activity, a photographer from a local newspaper said that the area was muddy and slippery, and it would have taken a lot of effort to get the bike down there and, of course, to get back up.
I see. So, obviously, someone went down there. So we're not thinking someone just threw the bike down there. So what the thing is, someone went down there, left it there, and came back up. So the area was muddy. So mud is barro. So if it's muddy, it's lleno de barro, no? And slippery. Resbaladizo, slippery. So it would have taken a lot of time and effort to get the bike down there and then to get back up. So it's a mystery. A bike down a dormant volcano crater. A hire bike.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So it's a bit of a mystery. So, yeah, the bicycle scheme called Onzo, a spokesman for Onzo said that was less impressed than, you know, with the find, saying, obviously, we discourage people from leaving bikes where they shouldn't be. So not very, impressed at all, the spokesperson. So this is not the first time that Onzo have run into problems recovering abandoned bicycles.
So they're used to this. Están acostumbrados. They're used to some of their bicycles being abandoned. So it's Onzo I suppose based on the ozone, no, well, maybe because it's good for the environment. But anyway, the Onzo bicycle scheme. So they've had problems before with abandoned bicycles.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So according to members of the staff, you know, they had to ask, you know, a task recovering their distinctive black and yellow single-speed bikes from the harbour, up trees, and over the internet where they had been listed for sale.
Ah, so many people have abandoned the bicycles. So they've had to go to the harbour or rescue them from the harbour in El Puerto. I suppose, you know, in the sea. So they've rescued bikes in the sea. Up trees. Now, who would leave a bicycle, a rented bicycle from a bicycle scheme up a tree? Okay. It's an interesting place to park your bike. I suppose they're playing a joke. And they've also rescued them over the internet where people have put them up for sale. So they're used to strange, you know, cases of abandoned bicycles, but never down a dormant volcano.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Unlike other urban bicycle hire systems, Onzo's bikes do not rely on docking stations, but require a phone app to unlock the bicycle's rear wheel, meaning they can be picked up or dropped off anywhere. So, you know, speaking in the weeks after the service's launch late last year, Onzo's director said that they had some initial problems, such as people, you know, keeping bikes or leaving them in difficult to reach places, and they were just trying to solve these initial problems. And also told me, you know, as a new thing into the country, Onzo has patience for people to learn the concept of shared, in inverted commas, you know, shared.
Yes, that's right. You have to learn the concept of shared, compartir, or compartido. In this case, compartida, bicicletas compartidas. You're sharing the bikes, so you need to return them or leave them where someone else can pick them up with the telephone app, of course. Not up a tree or down a volcano or in a harbour.
Yeah, that's right, mate. But according to a local New Zealand newspaper, patience with, you know, the jokers is wearing thin, with the company planning to cut off access to the bikes to people who abuse the system. So, of course, if you get caught abusing the system, well, you know, you may have your access cut off. So, yeah, that's right. A New Zealand hire company found their bicycle down a volcano crater. So here from New Zealand, back to the studio.
Now, of course, now these are very popular, you know, all over the world, in many big cities and, you know, all over the place. Of course, here in Madrid and many European cities, they have them too. So the idea is you either leave them in a docking station, which you have here in Madrid. I've seen them. But these are ones you just park them, and with the phone app, you know, you can release the back wheel, so you can leave them anywhere in this case. So, but preferably not up a tree, you know, under the sea, or in a volcano crater, of course. So anyway, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points! Hello and welcome to Grammar Points. Now, we shall be continuing our journey, we could say, into the world of weather. And I'm not saying weather as in el tiempo. I'm saying weather as in the synonym for if, weather. So we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert here. So we've had a series of these sessions on weather. So let's continue. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Hello. Yes, so we've been looking at weather, you know, over the last few weeks, I would say, and different uses of weather, you know. So normally it would be a synonym for if, and very common with specific verbs, for example, to know. Do you know whether it's going to rain? And also very common if you say or not. You can say, do you know whether it's going to rain or not? So we'd use weather, especially with that verb to know. Also to tell. I can't tell whether it's going to rain or not, you know, and to ask someone whether. So these are very common uses for weather.
Grammar points. That's right, Saturday listeners. Do you know whether it's going to rain? Can you tell whether? And to ask someone whether. He asked me whether it was going to rain. So very common uses. So what else have we seen?
That's about up to where we've looked at. So I wanted to have a look at whether or not today with specific verbs. So this would be te guste o no te guste.
Whether or not te guste o no te guste. Whether or not. Okay, salad listeners. So this is very useful. Whether is very useful. Te guste o no te guste. Whether or not. So now I'm sure these will be with specific verbs too. So let's have a look at some more uses of weather right here.
So it's, you know, whether someone likes something or not. So, you know, whether you like it or not, certainly, or, you know, whether you agree or not. So, te guste, no te guste. So I think it's best just to have a look at some examples and learn from there.
Okay, whether you like it or not. All right, salad listeners. So this is the interactive part of the program. So let's have a look at some examples here, okay? So interact with us here. Translate these into perfect English using whether or not. Te guste, no te guste. Okay, well, that's just one example. But there may be other verbs, not only to like, okay? So over to you, Alan.
First of all, here we go. Voy a salir. Te guste o no?
What do you think, fellow listeners? Voy a salir. Te guste o no? It's a bit longer in English. So, salir. To go out. Yeah? So I'm going to go out whether you like it or not. So te guste o no te guste is whether you like it or not. That's right. Or whether she likes it or not. Whether he likes it or not. Etc. Whether my boss likes it or not. Okay? So I'm going to go out whether you like it or not. That's a good expression, salad listeners. Okay? Excellent. So let's have a look at some other examples, please.
Here we go. Voy a la fiesta independientemente de si vienes conmigo o no.
So before we looked at the verb to like. That's right. So whether you like it or not. So now here it's voy a la fiesta independientemente si vienes conmigo o no. Right. So we're going to say whether, of course, independientemente de qué, which will be the weather in this case. So let's have a look. Voy a la fiesta. I'm going to the party. Whether vienes conmigo o no. Whether you come with me or not. So the weather literally is independientemente de que sí o de sí. It's just whether or not. Okay, so whether you like it or not in this case. So I'm going to go to the party whether you come with me or not. Whether on grammar points. So this is an excellent use. Yeah, whether you like it or not. Yes, I'm going to give my presentation whether the boss likes it or not. He wanted to change it, you know? Yes. I'm not going to, you know, eat my dinner whether my father likes it or not. I'm sure that's what my son would say. Especially if it's, fish and puree. Vegetable puree and fish, which is sometimes on the menu. Because I'm not going to eat it whether you like it or not. Well, you know. He always ends up eating it eventually. 2 hours later, he might finish it off. Now then, so whether or not, whether you come with me or not, independientemente de si, okay? Which would just be the weather in this case. So it's easier in English, okay? So let's have a look at another example here.
Right, okay, let me have a look. So, voy a vender mi coche. ¿Estás de acuerdo conmigo o no?
Ah. So, literally, ¿estás de conmigo o no? Is that what you said, Alan?
Actually, no, I think you're right. I think I said estás. So, voy a vender mi coche. ¿Estás de acuerdo conmigo o no?
Ah, estés. So it's the present subjunctive. That's right. So here, voy a vender mi coche. I'm going to sell my car. Or you could just use the present continuous. I'm selling my car. For like the immediate future. ¿Estás de acuerdo conmigo o no? So whether you agree with me or not. So if you agree with me or not, but whether sounds so much better. So I'm selling my car whether you agree with me or not. Now, this sounds good, salad listeners. I like this. What do you think? Do you like this? Okay, very good. So let's have some more examples. Whether or not. Whether you like it or not. Whether you agree with me or not. Next!
Right, okay. Our next example here. Creo que él se va a casar con ella. ¿Le gusta su padre o no?
Ah, right. So, creo que él se va a casar con ella. Well, let's have a look. Casarse con alguien. What do you think? People make mistakes with the verb casarse. So one thing is, casarse is to get married. Casarse con alguien is to marry someone. Okay? So one thing is to get married. I'm getting married on Saturday. Okay? But if I want to say, I don't know, me caso con Carmen. I would say, I'm marrying Carmen on Saturday. Okay? So, in this case, creo que él se va a casar con ella. I think he's going to marry her. Not to get married with her. Because it's to marry someone. Well, I think it's to get married. The other verb is to marry someone. So, I think he's going to marry her. Second one, was it? ¿Le gusta su padre o no? So, whether his father or her father likes it, well, whether his father likes it or not. What do you think, salad listeners? So I think he's going to marry her, whether his father likes it or not. Oh, ho, ho, grammar points! Now we have one more example here with weather. Over to you, Alan, for our last example.
Yes, last but not least, I would say. Let me see. No voy a ir al bautizo independientemente de si ella me lo suplica o no.
Wow. So I would say this is pretty high level, wouldn't you? High level! Yes, definitely. So there are a couple of things here. Bautizo. So, also, suplicar a alguien. O suplicarse, ¿no? O suplicar. Suplicar. Well, let's have a little look. So, no voy a ir al bautizo independientemente de si ella me lo suplica o no. Suplicar in this case. So, let's have a look. So, I'm not going to the... There are a couple of options. You can say baptism. So remember an ism, not an ism, it's an ism with an extra vowel sound. Okay? So baptism, we could say. Capitalism, like an ism. Okay? So baptism, or we can say christening. We also say in English the christening, bautizo, or baptism. So I'm not going to the christening. Independientemente de si ella me lo suplica o no. So, suplicar is to beg someone, to beg, B-E-G. He begged me to go, but I didn't want to. So, I'm not going to go to the christening whether she begs me or not. Another option is, I'm not going to go to the christening whether she begs me to go or not. Okay? But I don't think we have to say the to go again. We already mentioned go. So, I'm not going to the christening whether she begs me or not. That's right. Okay, grammar points. Now, yes, yeah, some of those are a little bit high level.
High level!
So let's just review those ones, shall we, salad listeners? So we've seen I like it whether or not, whether you like it or not. So let's have a look. We've seen the examples. I'm going to go out, whether you like it or not. I'm going to the party, whether you come with me or not. I'm selling my car, whether you agree with me or not. I think he's going to marry her, whether his father likes it or not. And last but not least, as Alan said, I'm not going to the christening, whether she begs me or not. That's right. Thanks very much, Alan. So excellent stuff. So whether or not, whether you come with me or not, whether you like it or not, whether she begs me or not, whether you agree or not. Okay, very useful. So more uses for whether or not. Thanks, Alan. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, salad listeners, yes. So we hope you've enjoyed the program. We're reaching the end now. But of course, to finish off, we have our conundrum, a little test example. Now it was, I got off the bus. So to get on, subir autobús, bajarse, no, to get off. So I got off the bus, blank, the wrong stop. Now over 82% got this right. Very good. So I got off the bus at the wrong stop. Okay, you need to get off at Seoul. You need to get off at, you know, the Bernabeu Stadium. Is that a metro stop? You need to get off at Callao, okay? So I got off the bus at the wrong stop. That's all we have time for today, salad listeners. See you next time on The Salad.
Este verano tenemos un montón de planes para ti y tus hijos, para toda la familia. Ven a Vaughan. Disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada, eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa especialmente diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días.
Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés, donde durante 6 días y sin salir de España conviven participantes españoles con al menos el mismo número nativos angloparlantes procedentes de todas partes del mundo.
¿Tienes mucho interés en aprender inglés, pero por cuestiones profesionales o familiares te resulta imposible pasarte un verano en un país angloparlante? No te preocupes, te presentamos Vaughan Town, nuestro particular pueblo de habla inglesa. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Es como una dosis de estancia en el extranjero con